Here's a good conspiracy theory for you. Imagine this. Illegal aliens come into your country and you say, well, that doesn't affect me. I don't live by the border. Now, I live up here in the Pacific Northwest, so why would I worry about that? And what if I told you that we have literally hundreds of illegal aliens who are locked up in prison? The cost of holding them there is about $75,000 a year. And the Democrats in the state legislature who've been asked, how about we transfer these jokers to federal custody and then allow their deportation? And I'll ask Senator Phil Fortunato what the answer is that he's getting from his friends across the aisle. Senator, welcome back.
Thank you. You know, this is like I've been doing this for, I don't know, 6-7 years now. And we're just trying to, the early part of this session, I drafted a comprehensive repeal sanctuary state policy and all that stuff. And I just drafted a bill that just simply focused on these criminals that are currently in our state prisons. Now, remember, that does not include county jails. So when I asked the governor's office, I go, how many people do we have in state prisons that, are illegal? And I got a number back of two.
Two?
So I asked ICE.
You knew
I asked
that
ICE,
was wrong, didn't you?
There's a little bit of a suspicion there. I got in touch with ICE, and I asked ICE, I said, give me a list. I don't need their names. I just need their crimes. So the list comes back 310. So of which 130 are there for sex crimes, rape and rape of a child and all this other stuff. And then the other, another 79 or so are there for murder. So these are not the guy mowing your lawn, right? This is not the person.
They're not picking apples in Yakima, right?
I mean, these are bad people. So it turns out that it's $75,000 a piece to house these people, and which is $23 million a year. And we do it over a 4-year budget, so it's $100 million. Now, I want you to think about this. You mentioned, how does that affect me? The Democrats are coming after your money, and they're coming after your money because I did a series of what I called killing the golden goose. Yep. You know, their periodic attacks on, quote, the rich. I go, so Jeff Bezos moves. And he takes $600 to $800 million of his money with him, right? And tax money, right? So when they go tax the rich, I go, the rich are doing stuff to evade these taxes. And now who's that leaving? It's leaving everybody else. So I want you to think about this. You're currently sitting there trying to put your family budget together, and you have no idea what this on Saturday or something. I think we get the first glimpse of the Democrats' next attempt at coming up with a balanced budget, which includes an array of taxes on everything. Hell, man, they're even raising the price of a plastic bag, a stupid mandatory plastic
bag. $0.08 is going to go higher than $0.08 now?
Going to go to 12. Going to go to 12. Geez. And you know why it's important? Because they're counting the sales tax from that 12 cents on the plastic bag in their budget.
Hold on. So you have to buy the plastic bag. This used to be between the merchant and the customer, which is where it should have stayed. And then the state said, no, you have to charge 8 cents a bag. And as I understood it, their goal, they said, was to reduce the use of bags and get people to use reusable bags, which is kind of ridiculous for a bunch of reasons. And now they're going to hit it with a sales tax on the sale of the bag that the state forces you or forces the merchant to charge you?
Well, there's always been a sale. You've always been paying sales tax on the 8 cents. Now they're increasing it to 12 cents, and they're counting on that extra little increase in their budget. That's how that, I mean, these people are going, they're rummaging through couch cushions looking for money. But the point is now here you are in the state of Washington trying to figure out what you'll put food on your table and your family budget. And not only are you paying for the Democrats' mismanagement, but you're paying for them to somehow keep these people in state prisons that we are paying for. I said, if the federal government wants these people, Get them out of here. Why is that? Why is that an advantage to us? Let the feds, let them serve their term in federal prison or in El Salvador, whatever the heck the feds want to do with them. I go, but why in the world? Not only are we paying the bill to actually keep them in our prisons, but remember, we're paying the federal government to do the deportations and stuff like that.
And by the way,
it's like a double whammy.
Senator Fortunato, 25 years ago, I said, I've got an idea. On maybe murder and rape, you leave them here in custody and make them serve their term. Or send them back to their home country and have their home country agree, we will lock them up in prison here. And if you say, well, why would Mexico, let's say, do that? And it's exactly what Trump is doing today. I was saying this 25 years ago. I said, I'll bet if you went to Mexico and said, we'll pay you $7,500 a year to lock these guys up. And I had people say, but Lars, how do you know they'll keep them locked up? And I said, I'll tell you how I know. You take one or two people from the corrections department and you say, they're going to come down and visit your prison twice a year. And they're going to walk through with a book full of photographs. And if that person is still in custody, you get paid for that 6 months. If that person has been released from custody, then you don't get paid. Now, do you think the Mexican or Guatemalan or El Salvadoran or Honduran government might just cooperate with that deal that brings hundreds of millions or tens of millions of dollars into their country?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's something that I've been advocating for. I mean, and I got to hand it to El Salvador. Builds that big prison, man. He goes, hey, send him down here. We'll take him.
Senator, have you noticed what's happened to crime in El Salvador? It's down dramatically. The country is getting straightened out because they're locking up all the criminals.
What? That's crazy talk. Reduce crime by locking up the criminals? I mean, on top of that, you know, the other thing that really ticks me off is, you know, with their anti-gun stuff, they are hell-bent for leather to make law-abiding gun owners criminals while they're releasing criminals out onto the street. I mean, it's just insane. And people keep electing these people. You're over here complaining about, you know, the guy breaking into your house and this and that and stealing your purse. And you're paying money to keep these people in the country. And you're paying money to not have the police do their job. I mean, what kind of sense does this make?
Senator, is there any chance that Senate Bill 5818 is going to get even a vote?
So we're going to take that bill and we're going to use it. It's too late to get it introduced or whatever, but it's not too late to take that and stick it as an amendment into one of these budget bills. That's what we're going to attempt to do, is we're going to make it an amendment into a budget bill and make them vote on it.
How about that? Have the Democrats say you can have your tax increase, which you're going to get anyway because they've got the numbers, but you've got to take it along with sending the illegals off to federal custody. The bill is Senate Bill 5818. Its author is Senator Phil Fortunato. Senator, thank you very much. I appreciate your time.